two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really did what to the other one? Mm-hmm. Two of them have a fight and one of them really
whoop the other.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he's down on his... Well, like if I was down like that, what would you say? I'm down on my what?
Well, you're squatting down.
You're squatting down. All right. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny.
How's that?
Words that mean a stingy person.
Who?
Yeah.
Well, stingy,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He don't want to ever let go of any of his money.
I mean, what do you call it, stingy or just close?
All right.
What we call heaps, and I was calling stingy, they say real close.
Yeah. Okay. Suppose a person's wearing funny looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say he really looks
bad.
Bad. Right.
Tough or something like that. We call it two ways, you know. Say he looks tough or he looks bad.
Any difference?
All of them mean the same thing.
Yeah, I see. If it was a woman, would it mean? Because a woman and she was dressed in, didn't you know, in funny looking clothes. You call her something different or you call her the same thing?
Mm, same thing. Say she's dressed mighty shabby.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call it when a person's wearing his best clothes? What would you say?
He look nice, or we call it, he down, he call it, say, chicken. Call himself chicken.
Chicken.
Chicken. When a fellow calls, you know, looking nice, you know, even now we say chicken.
Yeah. All right. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around real well? You might say he's certainly what for his age?
How do you have that?
If a person, old person gets around real well for as old as he is,
mm-hmm.
What do you say he is? He's...
Well, we say he look well for his age.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
How that?
Lazy, unambitious person is very what? What term would you use to refer to him?
You call him sorry.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a trunk with its bill?
Call him sapsucker. You know. Oh, picklewood. Uh-huh. It's two different kinds, you know. We call one of them sapsucker and the other picklewood. Some got a red head. One got a red head and the other ain't.
Which one's got the red head? Peckerwood?
Oh, sapsucker.
Sapsucker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Like that. It's an in a bug. What would you call that?
Jump around on the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of insect?
Yeah, it jumps around in the grass. What'd you call that?
I don't know. I ain't come to mind right now. I might. Insect.
Yeah.
You got a dead old flea. Yeah. You're insect.
Yeah. Well, the flea, not what I'm talking about. That's right. That just doesn't happen to be what I'm talking about. I'm not asking you a question the right way. If he's, you know, he makes big old jump in the grass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I see. I misled you. I'm sorry about that. If a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides of it, what would you say he's doing?
What do you do with it?